The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One of the things that I have practiced and promoted over the years throughout my priesthood is Eucharistic adoration. Over all these more than 30 years, my daily holy hour, which I spend whenever possible before the Blessed Sacrament, has brought many blessings to me personally, and I can attest that Eucharistic adoration has brought many blessings to the parishioners in parishes where I have served. And so I'm very pleased to see that whenever I come here for Mass, there's Eucharistic adoration going on before Mass. Adorers feel closer to Jesus and more fully aware of his real presence among us in the Eucharist. Moreover, adoration isn't only for the especially pious. Indeed, it is we who have problems who most need the strength and comfort we find in spending time with Jesus. In today's gospel, Jesus tells a story about the necessity of praying with persistence. A woman pesters a judge relentlessly to remedy a wrong that she has suffered, and finally he gives in just to get rid of her. Jesus says that if persistence pays off in dealing with evil people, how much more will it pay off in dealing with God? But it does raise this question. If God knows everything, why do we have to ask him for what we need? He already knows our needs. We're not telling him anything he doesn't know. And unlike the woman who had to be persistent to get justice from an unjust judge, God only wants what is best for us. So why do we have to be persistent with him? He knows what we need. He loves us. He wants for us what we need. Well, at first glance, in this story, it appears that the woman's persistence changed the judge. But notice, he may have changed his mind about what was expedient in this particular instance, but he himself remains the same corrupt man as before. It's the woman who changes. Her persistence in the face of obstacles stretches her, strengthens her, makes her fearless. Indeed, her strength of character gradually becomes so great that the judge begins to fear that she might do him harm. He says, "I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." Now, how likely do you think that is? But even he could see how much stronger her persistence had made her. I think that's why Jesus insists that you and I should pray always without becoming weary. Persistent prayer changes us, not God. It stretches us. It strengthens us to confront evil. It gives us the inner resources to face and overcome obstacles. It fills us with power and light. To grow in holiness, we have to keep at it. And above and beyond whatever benefits others may receive from our prayer, and I'm confident that they do receive benefits from our prayer, but over and above that, these acts of piety benefit us who pray. Indeed, they are the means by which we become saints. Jesus says to pray persistently, not because God is hard to convince, but rather because our sinful human character is hard to change. And it only changes gradually. One of the main reasons why God doesn't always answer all our prayers just right away is that He wants to stretch us and cause us to open us to trust more fully in God's grace. Maybe stretch us to receive gifts and blessings from Him we didn't even know to ask for. And thus develop in us that spiritual fortitude which is the fruit of persistence. And thus become disciples who will do His will faithfully and with self-sacrificing courage and love, regardless of the challenges and obstacles that we face in this life. So what troubles are you dealing with right now? You know, all of us have got things in our lives. That woman was dealing with injustice and mistreatment. Jesus uses this story to assure us that God will vindicate, will secure the rights of all who pray to Him persistently day and night. Your troubles may be different from hers, but God's promises are as true for you as they are for her. So turn to Him. Spend time in His presence. Learn from Him. Ask Him to make you courageous in times of trouble. Ask Him to make you loving when you feel hate. Ask Him persistently to mold you into the saint that He wants you to be.